from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
But it is time for NFL Zig or Zag. Took a week off. We had Big Ten Media Day.
Big Ten!
It's weird to see that B1G in Autzen. Gotta be honest with you.
Where's the duck gonna be next?
What school will he piss off? We don't know. Let's start. Bring up my show notes here.
Is there a lake or a river running near the Iowa campus?
Would be funny if he just floated a river outside of a media day. You just see him going down. Let's start with a quarterback list. This one from ESPN's Dan Orlovsky. Top five NFC quarterbacks.
I would right now, if you asked me to rank the NFC quarterbacks, it's Matthew Stafford one. I would probably put Jordan Love at two and Brock Purdy at three. But if you flip-flop those guys for me, I would have no argument on that. I'd probably put Kirk Cousins at four and Jared Goff at five.
So his list is Stafford, Love, Purdy, Cousins, Goff. This instantly led to a debate and argument by Harry Douglas, who got quite upset that Dak was not on this list. And then when Orlovsky said, who would you put Dak over? I think he mistakenly said out loud, any of them, to which Orlovsky said, what? Now look, ESPN's drumming up. They want this. They want this conversation looming. It's
and
why they're doing a segment on ESPN now.
Desperate for games to start.
However, we all love doing this. Well, zig or zag.
Sorry, I've been doing this over Dak for a decade, which is why I bailed.
Orlovsky is a fool for leaving off Dak Prescott on his top five NFC quarterback list.
He's not a fool. I will zag. I don't know that he's correct, but I don't know that he's a fool. Dak, in the biggest moments against quality playoff teams, tends to pucker up.
There's nobody on that list you'd put a Dak over?
The only one that came to... Kirkers was a little head-scratching to me.
Kirkers is a very controversial player.
That one, I was like, ahead of Goff? Like,
yeah, the Kirkers ahead of Goff is a little egregious to me.
You know.
I would even argue Purdy, and I, you know, so far Purdy is proving
Purdy
me wrong.
The tough part is because you factor in he was the last guy drafted in his draft, so there's expectations there. But is he a product of just how good that roster is and he's just not messing it up?
Sure.
Or is he truly leading, taking the reins, and I guess maybe we'll start to find that out. Well, this season.
I don't want to be little Brock Purdy.
I don't want to either, but because what he got thrown into and what he was able to do, how many, you know, he still did it.
Well, Nick Mullins didn't do it.
Exactly. How many other guys have tried there with Shanahan and Harbaugh and haven't done what he's done?
I'm more interested in, like, Orlovsky's going off potential and who he likes the most. And so that's okay. Do your list however you want. Jared Goff's been to a Super Bowl. Jared Goff was on the brink
of winning
an NFC
title game with the Lions. Higher on that
list. Like, yeah. Goff might have been my number two on that list.
It's not like Goff was bad with the Rams either.
That's what he went to a Super Bowl.
Yeah.
He said, come on, what are we doing here? Love, one season of starting. Purdy, people still don't give him full credit. So if you put them lower on the list, Kirkers is not.
I would have put
Dak on the list over Kirkers.
But he's not a fool.
Okay. The Bears, who are getting ready for the Hall of Fame game tomorrow, had some big news yesterday announcing they signed DJ Moore, their wide receiver, to a 4-year deal.
Yes, Caleb Williams was happy.
Sources told multiple reporters that it was for $110 million with $82 guaranteed. It makes Moore the seventh highest paid receiver in the NFL, but it's the third most guaranteed money at his position. He had 1,300-plus receiving yards, 8 tutties, swag. The Bears got DJ Moore, Caleb Williams in the Bryce Young trade. Zigger zag, this will be a top-3 draft trade ever.
Well, do we consider Herschel Walker a draft trade? That was the greatest draft trade ever.
I'll let you define that.
Well, they got 8 billion draft picks out of it,
sure,
and put their Super Bowl, half their Super Bowl team together.
Yeah.
That's number one.
Okay.
The Giants getting Eli in that draft deal.
Really?
They ahead got of, two Super Bowls out of Eli.
They did. There's one pretty obvious one of a quarterback currently dominating the NFL that were like, hey, they traded up and got him when nobody else wanted him.
Oh, CJ?
Mahomes.
Oh, yeah.
Mahomes was drafted like 10th.
Yeah. I don't know. It's too early to tell.
They got maybe the best quarterback
That's
ever.
True.
I don't care what they traded.
No, it's not. It's not top three. I'll zag.
Not top three.
No.
All right.
As I started going through the Rolodex of draft day trades.
You may change tune, though, if the Bears do start becoming successful.
It's not number three right now. You still have to go out and earn it, and the Bears are still the Bears.
Final one for you here. Let's go to Denver, Colorado. I got a two zigger zag. Two and one.
We got multiple forks in the road.
Broncos rookie Bo Nix has had a fairly positive camp thus far.
Good.
And Troy Franklin is getting some buzz as well.
Excellent.
Bo Nix had a 6.4 air yard average in college, which ranked him 120th in the FBS last year. The Broncos were 28th in this category at 7.1 yards. Mm. Zigger zag, Nix and the Broncos will be in the top 20 in air yards per pass this season.
Per pass attempt or completed?
Attempt.
I'm going to zag because I think they're going to have to throw it a ton because I still think they're going to be trying to play from behind a little bit.
So they will be in the top 10, so you would zig.
They won't be in the top 20. Isn't that what you... They'll be in the top 20?
Yes.
I'll say zag. They won't be in the top 20 because I think they'll have a lot of incompletions.
Okay. And final one, Troy Franklin will become a top 3 pass-catching weapon in Denver this year. Zig or zag?
Top 3 for Denver?
For Denver.
He's in the... Yes, I will zig on that.
Okay.
I don't think they have a lot at that position. And if he catches... He's going to get open as long as he's got his hands in place.
Speedy guy, but he's a little skinny.
Yep.
Skinny mini out there.
Yeah, but you can't rough up the receivers the way you used to anymore.
Touche. There we go. NFL Zigger Zag. We do it every Wednesday at 6:45.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.